Benzene is the parent substance of the arenes, or as some say, aromatic compounds. And unlike the most familiar member of each of the other groups of hydrocarbons you've studied, it doesn't really start off a homologous series, at least not quite in the same way. There are other compounds whose properties are similar to those of benzene, but it is benzene itself whose properties we need to understand, so that we can then see the extent to which these properties are shared by the other compounds. So, why aren't we given benzene to work with in the experiments? It really would make things very much simpler, but I'm afraid it just isn't on. There are two reasons. Benzene is highly toxic, and it is also carcinogenic. Its use has been banned in schools. So what we have to do, if we are to gain any practical experience of the way the benzene ring behaves, is to use derivatives of benzene. But the drawback is that there's no one compound which behaves exactly like benzene. Hence the use of methyl benzene and methoxybenzene in two sets of experiments. There is another problem, but I'm going to try to turn it to our advantage. Benzene, to apply a sort of chemical psychobabble, has a crisis of identity. The formula C6H6 puzzled chemists at one time, until one Friedrich August Kekulé had the brilliant idea that the six carbon atoms are connected in a ring. Actually, it's said that Joseph Loschmidt, a schoolteacher, thought of it first. This means that there must be double and single bonds alternately between the carbon atoms and a hydrogen atom on each carbon atom. Such a ring structure seems to be particularly stable, and it doesn't easily come apart. Kekulé didn't understand why it was stable, but because it seldom changes during chemical reactions, it quickly became the custom to abbreviate the ring by using a kind of shorthand, a hexagon with three double sides and three single sides. For the sake of convenience, we'll call this a Kekulé structure. We already know that hydrocarbons with double bonds do addition reactions, so it's a reasonable supposition that benzene will add halogens and also hydrogen. And it does, given the right conditions. Notice that the conditions have to be rather more severe than you'd expect. But the reactions are there all right. Many chemists, particularly those in university chemistry departments, like to use Kekulé structures when doing formulae and equations, but there's another way of representing the formula for benzene. The modern view is that the six electrons which make up the pi bonds of the double bonds don't stay with any particular set of single bonds. They can move freely from carbon atom to carbon atom all the way around the ring. It can be shown mathematically that this delocalization, as it's called, results in an increase in stability. In most of the reactions of benzene, the ring itself remains unchanged, but one or more of the hydrogen atoms are replaced by other atoms or groups. The characteristic reactions of arenes are therefore not additions, but substitutions. So, it's just a question of what atoms or groups attack the benzene rings. If you can imagine the six electrons which I spoke of earlier sticking out above and below the ring, you should have no difficulty in realising that groups attacking this structure are likely to be positively charged or positively polarised. Bromine, because the iron catalyst polarises the bromine molecule. Sulphur trioxide, because the sulphur atom is polarised by the oxygen atoms. Chloroalkanes, because the chlorine atom and the catalyst polarise the alkyl group. And nitric acid, because the ion NO2 plus is present when the nitric acid is mixed with sulfuric acid. All these four reactants are electrophiles. They seek out negative regions.